You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners.
Here we go.
Play to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
EA Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports podcast.
Free agency, for all intents purposes, it's fucking over. That shit is over. It ain't coming back like the McRib, instead, unless you consider next year coming back. And the only reason I bring this up is because we have one major free agent out there waiting to see where he lands. That'd be one Russell Westbrook of the OKC Thunder. It sucks for him because it's almost like he didn't even really choose to become a free agent. The situation basically dictated that he must become one. And when I say situation, what do I mean? I'm talking about that master chess-like Machiavellian. I'm trying to come up with bigger words to sell this shit. But the move that Mr. Kawhi the Claw Leonard pulled off. Yeah. Wins a championship with the Toronto Raptors. Right? Wins a championship, and then it becomes where is Kawhi going to go? Because he signed the one-year deal with them after forcing his way out of San Antonio. Goes there 1 year. They do the, what do they do? Load management. Didn't play the whole season. They hold him out. Save him just enough for the playoffs to go on the historic run. I mean, dude, you remember that shot against fucking Embiid? Kawhi Leonard had a million shots. I don't say a million. It quite a number of memorable playoff moments this year, with winning the MVP being uppermost. But I digress. Wins a championship, then it's okay. Well, shit. Where is he going to go? Everyone's clamoring. Hits the 4th of July weekend, and then at this time, everyone's waiting, so that the 4th of July is dubbed the 4th of Kawhi. What does he do? He waits. I think he does it the day before the 4th of July. Drops the hammer. All right, check it out. Drops it. I need to play the drop here. You know what to do. Yeah. He's going to the Clippers, and he's bringing guess who? Paul George. Via some other trades with cash and shitty players and secret handshakes. And yes. So that leaves Bodie, a.k.a. Russell Westbrook. Where does it leave him? Leaves him there in OKC. OKC gets shitloads of draft picks, which I don't understand nowadays in this day and age of the NBA. When it comes to, like, deals, they give away future draft picks like they don't mean shit. Which you can kind of understand, because you don't know what a future draft pick's going to end up being, but you know what a Paul George is going to be, or what he has been. Not a has-been that never was, but what he has been to the league. I'm talking about before and after he snapped his twig in Vegas. That was horrific. But, yeah, takes Paul George. OKC gets a ton of draft picks. So now it's like rebuild mode, where you're like, you can't rebuild around a chucker like Russ Westbrook. Guy averaged a triple-double for a season. That's great. That is awesome. But after a while, you're like, all right, cool. You averaged a triple-double, but what did it get you? You know what it got you? It got you two first-round exits from the NBA playoffs. That's what it fucking got you. So, yeah, all the moves have been made. Kawhi PG. LeBron AD. Boogie Cousins goes to the Lakers, which I found. I was like, oh, shit, because nobody was fucking with him either. I guess when you're a malcontent who's injury-plagued, they're like, yeah, nah, no thank you. So, yes. So now word has it that, hey, Bodie's like, fuck it, I might as well leave now. So they're shopping him. And I guess his requests are he wants to be shopped to a contender. A contender. Well, all the situations have already been taken up. With the Warriors, they got D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, which there's another one that came out of nowhere. They've already got him. Okay, you see, like I said, AD, LeBron, now Kawhi, PG, Durant and Kyrie Irving are in Boston, not in Boston, they're with the Nets, Brooklyn Nets. Where can he go? Where would it make sense for him to go? A lot of speculation is being the Miami Heat, which maxed out, traded some shit to get your boy Butler, who is also a malcontent. Could you see Butler and Bodie in Miami balling? You know, even if they're not a contender, that would be an interesting, entertained watch. There's one. Another that's come up that I feel is probably the best fit for him. You know what? Kawhi stole your boy, took him to LA, took him to the Clip joint. Bodie, you should go over the border. You should go to Canada. They should trade you to the Raptors, because they've obviously got cap room now. I think they've got like $90 million in cap room after Kawhi left. You know, do a straight up trade. You for Lowry. I mean, may work, may not. But I know this. If I was him, if I was Bodie, I would definitely want to go to the East, because the West is too deep. That's if you want a chance at a ring. That's my two cents on that. I dropped this. This is a special on the road intro of the Sarcastically Speak About Sports podcast. I recorded some content. I don't want to waste it. Me and my boy C-Note chopping it up, talking about NBA free agency. And hey, enjoy.
Hey, is this Mr. Trash Lock?
Hello?
It's Trash Lock? This you, boy?
What do you want?
Look, what I want is, what the fuck is going on in the NBA?
It's every man for himself, man.
I mean, first of all, you know they were calling the 4th of July. This was before your boy Kawhi broke the internet. But they were calling it the 4th of Kawhi.
Damn, that's kind of fresh.
I know it is. It's a good ring to.
Yeah.
Whatever. So that's what they were calling it. And then he drops it on Friday night. And you're like.
And there was a bunch of those little talking heads that was guaranteeing that he was going to the Lakers. And,
oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, to have it. And they got Paul George. I mean, I didn't even know that was in play.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah. And now, your boy the malcontent sitting there with his fucking face balled all up.
Well, would you be talking about Bodie?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there, dude. Because apparently they, the Clippers, they gave up even more than the Lakers. They, like, gave up every draft pick for, like, 10 years or some craziness for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that they might even think about dealing Bodie and just starting fresh.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is that there's only a select few people that are willing to come to play with Bodie. So, you know, in a way, they may be better off just cutting their losses and – let's see what they can get for him. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and then the word around the campfire is that apparently Paul George was becoming disenamored with his situation. There was some cutting of the eyes. There was, this is some bullshit. What did I sign up for? You know, this is what.
He was getting tired of coming off them screens, clapping his hands for the ball. Okay.
Well, hey. Now he doesn't. Well, what's he going to be doing? He's going to be on a basically the Clippers are going to be a defensive team too now.
Oh yeah, I mean, you are going to have to deal with the Claw and Paul George. At times, like Paul George is a good defensive player, but it's just with him. At times, like he falls in love with that whole "I'm a superstar, so I don't have to play defense" thing.
Oh, that's a move, huh?
Yeah, because he's completely capable, you know what I'm saying, when he wants to. But, you know your boy, the junkyard dog, he's not having that hit. All right? Beverly's going to be out there slapping the ground and carrying on, all right?
Well, because they re-upped him, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's got his money. They got the Claw. Do you know that they said that, like, well, because originally the Clippers – that was what everybody said at the beginning of the year, is that that's where he was probably heading, to the Clippers.
Yeah.
And then, like, all these other things happened, and they were like, well, and then it became L.A., and I just didn't understand why L.A. was the place that he wanted. I was like, why would he want to go there? I mean, LeBron, AD.
I think that his camp kind of threw that out there as a ruse so that, just for the fact of how this happened, nobody saw this coming. I mean, the whole him going to the Clippers, that wasn't a big deal. But I think to keep the attention off of the other move that they was making, which was bringing Paul George, I think that's why I don't think he ever planned on going to the Lakers, man.
Yeah, because I'm like, why would he want to go there? I mean, not that he's like a ball dominant player, but dude, once you go play with LeBron, I mean, I'm sorry, your game is gonna be sized down to some degree.
And your boy.
We're talking about Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, he signed his little trash 1 year. $3 million office. Like,
wow, man. I mean, that is garbage, man.
Well, he's no one wants to fuck with him because before he was a malcontent, now he's an injury-prone malcontent.
And now, that's exactly what it is an injury-prone malcontent. Like,
we'll pass. Okay, no thanks. We're not in the Boogie sweepstakes. Okay, we're good. Step off, Boogie.
Yeah.
Step off.
I mean, $3 million. I mean.
I mean,
I bet you that motherfucker wish, because remember, like, before he left the Pelicans or whatever, they had offered him like a big contract.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, I'm Boogie, okay?
Yeah, I'm getting a super max, okay, is what I'm getting.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, okay.
The Kings were like, nah, let's see here, it's All-Star weekend, you're traded.
Yeah. Huh? What?
Yeah. Have fun. And you remember how
they
did it.
But
too.
I didn't get to get courted yet. Yeah, we know.
They did it dirty. They did it when he was on the road, and he got told when he's, remember, he was in that press conference and some dude whispered, "Hey, yo, dog, you got traded." Oh, for real? That's what's up. That's what he said. In his mind, he was like, "Oh, for real? Okay, I can't even come back." They just shipped him his shit there too. Like, yeah, nah, Boogie. You're not
and they, I don't think this will happen, but there is some grumblings or whatever about your boy Bodie possibly getting reunited with the Beard.
You know what? I'd like to see that just because it would just be entertaining to watch, okay?
No, because it will be some. Be like, you know what? Don't be cutting your eyes. I'm cutting my eyes at you, okay?
You got CP3. I mean, what is he? Is he still talking about training?
You throw that kid in the mix. I mean, the Lakers locker room already is going to be must-see TV.
They kept was it 3-time Shaqtin' the Fool award winner, JaVale McGee?
They got reputed malcontent, point guard malcontent, Rajon Rondo.
So he's still there.
Yeah, and they re-signed him.
Yes. Dude. Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Is Born Crazy still there?
You know, I haven't heard anything about Mr. Crazy.
I saw, because somebody put up a picture.
I'm not sure.
Somebody put up a picture of it. Said, this is the Lakers' current roster. And I'm looking at all these. I'm like, this doesn't look good. Okay, LeBrick. Trevor Ariza, but that other kid, other young kid still there. I mean, dude, their roster has completely changed from a year ago.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And then you go to the summer league and kid but, is but over there.
But you look at the fucking the West again. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, all these teams in the West, and I mean, quite frankly, I mean, the East is kind of falling back again, man. Because, I mean, there's only 3-4 teams in the East, and that's including, that's throwing Toronto still in the mix.
Why would you do that?
I mean, just because they're the champs. Okay.
Well, you know what? They'll get.
The Wait, say there, champ.
Yeah, they can shadow box or pump fake or whatever, yeah. Whatever you do. But, I mean, that's the other question. What do they do now? Do you just, break
I
it
mean,
apart?
And see, that's the other issue with all that is that because they kind of put all their little fucking eggs in that one basket, like, there's nobody else out there to get.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't. And I mean, and then your boy, the little blackish dude, he was all like, he wanted to ride because he's played everywhere the Claw went. He's played with him for the last like 5 or 6 years.
Who are you talking about?
And so, the Danny Green.
Oh.
He wanted to go wherever Kawhi was going. He wanted to go with him.
Wow.
But I mean, that was like if he went, you know, because the Lakers had the money, but the Clip joint is kind of like, yeah, they're all like, yeah, we don't got enough money for you unless you're gonna, what do they call it? Take a discount,
hometown discount, maybe.
Yeah,
this isn't my home though. It doesn't matter. Just take the discount, pal.
Well, I mean, he's going to be playing in the same arena. You know what I'm saying?
Is he going to be clapping his hands for the
win? Oh, well, for sure, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, so you got, I mean, in the East, you got, and I mean, that's claiming, that's Boston, the freaking them, you know what I'm saying, which I think they fucked up by not paying. So they should have either let Middleton go or just forced him to take a smaller contract, because I think they should have kept that point guard. Whoa. That Brogdon dude.
Where do you go?
Who the fuck did he go to? He ain't there. Okay. That's all I know.
Okay.
And
one of the Lopez brothers, they're playing on the same team. Now, is that in Milwaukee, or did that guy go someplace else?
I think it's in Milwaukee.
Yeah, they're both on the same team. I'm like, that's kind of weird, but whatever.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
well, that's just like they're signing Thanius Antetokounmpo or whatever, his little trash brother, the freak's trash brother, mm-hmm. to a 2-year contract.
Wait. He's got a brother that plays.
Yeah, his name's like Thanos or something like that.
He's Thanos.
No, that ain't what it is, but it starts with a TH.
Is he sure his name's not Prince Joffy Joffa or some shit?
I'm pretty sure it's Thanos. Sorry.
Oh, well, whatever.
Sorry.
How long has he been in the league?
I don't think he's been in the league. I think he's... got a little couple runs with the summer league teams with Birdie and them, you know, been kind of bouncing around. And you know, this got, hey, I want my brother here written all over it. Oh, okay, freak. All right, we got you.
Yeah.
Two-year max deal. He hasn't played a game in the NBA.
That's okay. Yeah, we'll do what you need, freak. Okay, reigning MVP. Okay, because he's the MVP. All right, and but do you know what they were saying? They were saying that, like, I guess the GM of the Raptors, he was cutting his eyes at the Clippers because he's like, they've been tampering all season long. They've been whispering in his ear.
Well, yeah. Once it became evident that they were gonna lose out, all right. Now they want to scream tampering. Because before, they were sitting there with their noses up in the air thinking, yeah, well, he's giving us the last say. So, you know, we're going to have all Jurassic Park shouting out the whole Canada. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they said
we're giving them free meals and at Mendy's.
But no, they said that like at every game there was some person looking like he's on the Clippers staff up there with a Clippers little shirt on or whatever, watching with Clippers polo on, just sitting there, and they'd be cutting their eyes at him at every game. I'm like, you know what? That's trash. Okay.
They're cutting their eyes at
him. Well, he was cutting his eyes at the little representatives. Like, what's he doing here? Okay, free country, all right, free country. How you doing there, Kwai? How's it going, Claude?
I pay good my good Canadian dollars for the seat. Okay,
just holding up his little receipt or ticket stub. Yeah, all right.
just
here to watch the game. Right. I love the NBA. Security, can you
got a little foam finger? It's like you have a Clippers polo on. And a Toronto foam finger.
I love this game.
Who are you going for, Kawhi?
Oh, and here, this was the ultimate. So apparently, apparently Nike owns that, the rights to that. And your boy Kawhi wanted that for his brand. The Clippers were looking into ways to acquire that for him and then offer that in the deal as well. I'm like, dude, you're doing whatever you got to do to get this kid, aren't you?
But how are they going to put the claw in with New Balance?
I don't – you know what? They don't care, okay? And do you really think that Kawhi's the one that made all this happen? Because they're saying that, dude, he set this up 2 years in advance. He told George. He's like, look, take the deal with Bodie, okay? And then when I'm done, then we'll meet. I'm like, just stop, okay? Stop.
Yeah,
it didn't go back that far. I mean,
I imagine the day before the trade, that nigga called on, hey, you want to play together? Oh, all right, cool. All right. See you in L.A.
Well,
later.
Here's my question. Do you think he called Bodie first, or did Bodie find out how, like everybody else found out?
Who? What you mean, Paul George? You think he told Bodie first?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Probably texted his black ass.
Yeah, or face chat or something.
what you say? It's supposed to be us!
And you got your boy up there in the Northwest being a bit of a malcontent too, because like, yeah, you know, I like all this stuff that's going on. Your boy Dame is like, yeah, I like all this because, you know, it builds the competition level up. But, you know, me, myself, I wouldn't want to do that, you know what I'm saying, jump from team to team and, you know, get all these people to play together. That's not me. That's not how I do it. It's like, you know what, you're being a malcontent, passive-aggressive malcontent.
He's
right?
Throwing shade is what he's doing, okay?
Uh-huh.
We see what you're doing, Dave Dollar, okay? You're hating, okay? But you know what, though? There, like I said, there's a part of me that I kind of don't really like this. I mean, Paul George, in the two years of a 4-year contract, he just, I don't want to be here anymore. It's like, what's the point of a contract anymore?
Yeah, and I mean, these ain't like those trash NFL contracts. These motherfuckers are still getting paid.
Yeah.
And see, the thing is that, like, the NBA, see, the NFL, I mean, yeah, you can jake it. You know what I'm saying, in the NFL. But at the same time, you run the risk of get, like, if you're still, you're like, yeah, I'll go out there. I'll just half-ass it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But see, you be out there on the football field half-assing it, you can seriously get hurt.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas in the NBA, you can literally half-ass, be like, you know what? I don't want to be here, but I got to finish out this contract. So, you know, you can go out there, go through the motions, and bide your time. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you're biding your time, would there be any clutching of the hamstring ever?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of load management.
You know what? Oh, my. That's the term now. I mean, they're going to throw that around. But you know what, though? There is something to it. Because they did that shit with Kawhi, and look how it worked out for them.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's still trash though, cause, and that's why, like, a lot of these players that that are like these new school players or whatever, that's why nobody will ever accept them as being better than the other players or whatever, cause it's like, dude, it's all like Jordan played all his games, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, they had to really be hurt. And, you know, you look at some of these players nowadays, and they're fucking freaks or whatever, but they're made out of fine china,
though. Yeah, he said it in Any Given Sunday. He said it. Bodies like
gods,
but break like fine china. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He said that to your boy Coach D'Amato when he was getting drunk, okay? D'Amato was getting ready to pick up that hooker. He thought she was, and she was like, she gave him her little, she was like, look, it's $1,000 for the night. He said, okay, I like to listen to a lot of different podcasts, and I'll hear specific segments that kind of resonate with me. And I want you to take a listen to this specific portion.
That's not what sold Eleanor to me. You know what I mean? Like, when I liked her, like, I didn't even look at her tits. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see her in a sweatshirt? You see what I mean? It was more of the ass. Yeah. No, because her ass was rounded in a good way, you know. Like any girl I go with, like, tits is an extra. Like, I don't hunt for. If I saw a girl with the biggest tits in the world, going, holy shit! Now she walks by me, and she's got no ass. I go, that girl's being punished by God, you know, because, you know, to have tits like that and a face like that and no fucking ass. That girl's never getting married. That girl's going to have to pay her own rent for the rest of her fucking life. She's got no fucking ass. Do you understand? I don't want a fucking emery board. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want a 2x4 ass. I'll take a big fat ass like Eleanor, like anybody, you know. And the tits are extra. Whatever, you know, it evens it out better.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you, it's a pity on girls without a fat ass. Thank God they could throw an ass in today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's probably easier to throw tits in, right?
I'm just saying, if the girl has tits.
Right, no, I understand.
And she's got no ass. Yeah. Look at me when I'm trying to explain something to you. It's a fucking pity, right?
Right, no, yeah.
Look at him.
Like, you get all excited. Look at this chick walking towards me, and then he goes, there's no fucking ass. Like, I would look at Joey and go, there's no ass here.
Right.
Like, this girl's got to probably work 3 fucking jobs just to pay for a car. And she's probably driving a fucking Prius, which sucks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Man's
or a Mini Cooper.
Man.
Absolutely.
I don't
want
to talk about cars.
Yes. If you did not know who that is, that would be one of Andrew Dice Clay, the Dice Man. And that was the Church of What's Happening Now, Joey Diaz, Lee Syatt. You know, and the reason I played that is because it resonated with me here recently. I had somebody pose the question to me, are you an ass or a tit man? Invariably, the first thing I was going to say is tits. Love big tits. But I love fat asses, too. I love a woman with curves. I'm lucky to have a wife that has both. But if I had to choose, I think now, at 47 years of age, I think Brian Hunter, Mr. Brian Anthony Hunter, B.A. Hunter, I think I'd go with the ass. Yeah. Because I've seen girls with lots with tits, no ass. It's like, fuck. How does she even take a decent shit? I mean, sitting down must be painful to her. I said, yeah, because if they have a fat ass, that means they're probably, they've got some substance to them. That means they probably, more often than not, probably got some curves. You know, they put some thick thighs connected to all that ass. Oh, yeah, ass is that's the move now. I'm an ass man. Yes, the ass man. I'm B.A. Hunter, sarcastically speaking about sports. Good night, y'all. And another one. Breaking news. Just like that. Thought we were done with the podcast. Nope. I actually uploaded it. What happens? Another major trade. This just in, actually not just in, actually happened yesterday. I fucking pulled an episode down. Re-recording this. Addendum. The Oklahoma City Thunder have traded Bodie Westbrook to the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets have given up just about every draft pick in the foreseeable future for Westbrook. And And they ship away CP3. Damn. Man. Sucks to be you, CP3, with that albatross of a contract. So is that it? Is he on the move? Is he somewhere else? Is he gonna? Maybe he'll go to Miami. Maybe he'll go nowhere. Who knows? But I know this. That motherfucker's getting paid one way or the other. Back to your regularly scheduled ending.
That Headhunter Productions. You don't know nothing about that, Headhunter.
Headhunter, son?